My name is Andy Allen, and I came from Shores, and I went to school at Stuart Indian School in September 1945. And when I got there, I was in a completely different environment that I went into from home. So when I did, the details were given to everybody, and mine said the kitchen. I didn't want to be a cook, so I really didn't like it, but I had to go through with it. Because a long time ago, my grandfather told me, says, whenever you're told to do something, you do it to the best of your knowledge. That stuck to me for a long time, forever. So I did. I reported to the kitchen. Got up real early, reported to the kitchen. And there the cook took me into the back room, the butcher shop. So this is where you're going to be working. I'm going to show you how to butcher a beef. I said, okay. So he got the breakfast started, and he came back there with me, and he says, we're going to quarter a beef, a whole beef, half a quarter. So he says, we're going to cut stew meat to begin with, and then we're going to learn how to make roast. And then we're going to learn how to cut T-bones and round steaks. And I followed exactly what he told me. I worked at it and worked at it. Finally, I got to where I got to know it real well. And that's all he told me. He got on a board there what I'm supposed to fix for that day. It never bothered me anymore. So I went there and did my work, and I got through. I'm through with that vocation at about 11:30, and then I had to go to the building to clean up to go to school. So then when I think I spent 2 9-week courses there, and then I finally asked the boys advisor, why am I always in the butcher shop? He says, I don't know. Your application's at the school office with the principal. I'll make an appointment with you, and you can go check. See what the deal is. So I did. I went there on my appointment time, and he pulled out my application. And when he read, he says, when your dad filled out the application, he wants you to be a butcher. That's why you're in the butcher shop. Well, I said, my primary interest is electricity. I said, okay, well, we'll see if we can get you around. But at the present time, the electrical shop was full of students, so I couldn't enter. So I had to be detailed to another area, another vocation. So the thing came up, I was detailed to the dairy. At the dairy, I had to move to where all the people that's interested in farm work lived, like the 4-H'ers and everybody that learned how to take care of cattle. And I moved there. And you know what a cattleman's building smells like. So there I was. And then the morning that we reported to work early in the morning again, we went down there and we were orientated how to milk a cow. And we were given 10 head of milk cow to milk every morning. They learned how to use a milker. And how to put it on, it was pressurized, so it was just suck the milk out of the cow. And then you're told to watch the little tube so it won't over milk the cow. Then you take it off and take the canister and pour it into a pasteurizer where it's pasteurizing, and then you move to the next cow until you milk 10 cows apiece. And then we turn the cows out of the barn. Then we had to sterilize our milker. So there was enough of us, so half of us were detailed to clean the milkers, and the other half to clean the barn. So we cleaned the barn, then we're off. So we went back to the building and just took it easy until it was time to do it again, then go to school too. So it was just a wonderful experience for me to learn how to milk cows, but I'm not a dairyman, so I was glad to get out of there when the time was up. And that's when I finally went to the electrical shop, where I finally learned how to be an electrician. And I always wanted to learn how each wall plugs, how much electricity will go to wall plugs, how much will go to overhead lights and fluorescent lights, and how to repair fluorescent lights, everything. And that's what, as I got higher in class, I was sent to do repair different throughout the whole agency. And so finally, we got out of school, and what really helped me was being there and going, learning body hygiene and learning the cleaning of your area. That's military time. I mean, that's what we were taught to do in the military. So I was ahead of the game there. So now everything is okay. I'm an old retired Paiute Indian from Suriname. Thank you.